The Commissioners' Court this morning. As we begin, if we'd all stand, and is there someone who would open our time together with our invocation? Please. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for coming to the mic, too. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Father, for another day. We ask your blessing upon this time that we have. We ask that you would open our hearts and open our minds as we discuss the needs of this county. And I pray, Father, you would give us wisdom in every thought, and we thank you for that. Give us strength in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Now our pledges.
The American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas,
one state,
under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you, and you may be seated. This morning, let the record reflect that all of our commissioners in our court is present. Do I have an approval, commissioners, to approve? Do I have an approval on the to accept the agenda this morning?
Move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. At this time, I'm going to ask, are there any citizens who would like to share with us concerning any item on this consent or open agenda, with the understanding we have a special court following this that has to do with our taxes. So the topic of taxes as we begin today is not on this agenda, but it will be on the next agenda, and we'll move this through this agenda as quickly as possible. But if it as it relates to that, if you would hold those comments till then. If you do have comments, please understand we offer 3 minutes for you to do that. There has been some question of interaction between the court and those who bring the statement. Since these questions are not noticed items, we don't discuss them. You can talk to the individual commissioner afterwards or whatever. But as it relates to the court, we will simply listen. But the fact that we are not commenting does not mean that we are not listening. It's an open meetings issue. It's a legal issue, and we appreciate it so much. Thank you. Do as we move forward, do we have a motion? Are there any modifications to the consent agenda? Commissioner, didn't you have one? 8B9?
Yeah, on page 3, 8B5.
Or 8B5, yes. Okay. 8B5. Are there any other amendments to the consent agenda? If there are none, do I have a motion to accept the consent agenda as modified?
Move.
Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Commissioner Nowak, 8B5.
Yes.
We move that to open on page 3.
Amanda, this says consider, approve, and authorize the line item transfers for fiscal year 2020. Budget outside of the budget policy. Can you just explain what those are?
Sure. We had a elected official who reached out to me, County Treasurer's Office. They have some they have some comp time that they are trying to pay out due to COVID and ERP time, and so they have some money left in their operations based on since we're not going to as many conferences during COVID and all that. So they've asked to transfer those monies in their operating lines to that to the overtime line to pay out future or to pay out comp time in the future, just so they can bring their comp time liability down.
Perfect. Is it what's the total of that amount? Is it the 63,258.27? So they'll have that much in comp time?
So they do have quite a bit of comp time, and if you've seen, they did have an overtime budget that they started the year off. So between the comp time pay down and what we anticipate any additional that they might have during the ERP, we do believe that that amount will cover it.
Okay, thanks. I move.
All right, so we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. All right, let's move into our open agenda. Consider and discuss resolution and order renewing the extending the declaration of the local disaster issued for public emergency for a period of 30 days to expire on October 11th. 2020. This is similar to the governor's extension of his emergency item. However, we have no orders, county orders from myself or anyone else at this point. that has to do, that is associated with this order. This will simply give us the ability to purchase quickly, or it could possibly take months as long as the COVID crisis is going on. Do I have a motion?
Judge, are you getting any feedback from the governor's office or his staff or from anyone that regarding when we're going to actually be able to open Texas up
if you
restaurants and bars and, you know, affected businesses in our county?
The what I have received back from individuals who have tried to get a hold of the governor's office, she can't even get a hold of the governor's office. The call is, it's just not taken. I'm not sure what's going on there, but I will say this, the governor did mention that this week he's going to come out with something. So hopefully, we will have some movement in some direction as it relates to COVID. But other than that, I wish I could share that with you, but it behooves us, and it's easy enough to do by us voting in favor of this resolution, that we have the ability to order quickly the things that we need.
Move. Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much. Emergency Management, Jason Millsaps.
Judge and Commissioners, good morning. Good to see you guys. Hope you had a good weekend.
Good morning.
As a prime example of why the disaster declaration was necessary, we have a quote for N95 masks. We've been able to source 3M brand name N95 masks that are local and at current going rate versus the high markup due to COVID. I have two quotes here that I need authorization to pay for. It's a total for a little over 30,000 N95 masks. Would be a little over $121,000 out of the CARES funds.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Jason?
Also, the last thing is, as ongoing with OEM, we do continue to purchase items for our departments, first responding agencies, fire departments, EMS across the county. We would request an additional $250,000 at this time to continue those purchases.
That's out of CARES.
Out of CARES funds, yes, sir.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. Purchasing, Gilbert.
Good morning.
Morning, Gilbert.
We're here to award two contracts. The first is a Precinct 2 project for the Tension Pond with Salem Group. $327,550.
Move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And
item
the second
two.
Is this is for the Sheriff's Office District 4 Patrol Expansion Building. The vendor here is Christensen Building Group, and their number is $6,554,701.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
That more or less than expected. Less. How did that come out?
Less. We had 14 vendors submit and came in quite a bit under what
quite
we projected.
Yep. A whole lot less.
Super. How much less? $4.5 million less?
Do we know? Is it?
We're around three.
Three? Mm-hmm. Good.
All right.
So that
awesome.
Is available then.
Thank you very much. Do we have a motion? Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Gilbert. Appreciate it so much. All right. Grants. Rebecca.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
Please consider, approve, and accept the FY21 ramp grant in the amount of $100,000.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Rebecca.
All right, at this time, we are going to recess Montgomery County Commissioners Court and convene public hearing. Precinct 2.
Get me there.
Commissioner.
Consider and approve changing the name Flower Mound Drive to Flower Mound Lane and Flower Mound Ranchette Subdivision. Is anybody here to talk about that? Move on to Precinct 4.
All right.
Consider and approve the partial revision of lots 1, 2, and 3, block 1 of Salamanca Subdivision, Montgomery County Map Records, Cabinet Z, Sheet 4313, to be known as Splendor ISD Tram Road. Is anybody here to discuss that?
All right. Then let's go ahead and reconvene court. Amy, at this point, can we do...
We can take action on 13A1. The 13B1 is not ready and will be submitted for approval at a future date.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve 13A1? Second.
Second.
All in favor? Uh-huh. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you so much. At this time, the court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, sub-chapter D, Articles 551.071. This will take a few minutes. If you all be patient, we shall return. Gentlemen? We're going to reconvene our court. Gentlemen, do we have a motion to accept subrogation claim to settle claim number 800.4022? Do I have a motion?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. All right. At this time, are there any citizens that would like to make any comments? Again, with the understanding, we're going to have citizens' comments in a few moments as well. As we move into the next session. But do we have any that relates to anything that was on our current agenda, either in the general or yes? Do we have one?
Sir, did you have something? Sir, did you have something? No, but this is where...
Yeah, this is just general comments. Go ahead. State your name for the record and also understand we have 3 minutes.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, okay.
My name is Mike Bolger.
Mike, welcome.
I live in Precinct 2 in Commissioner Riley's precinct. We also have a business in the precinct called the Carriage House Wedding Venue, located on Sap Road. Some of you may be familiar with it. The purpose of addressing the court today is to discuss or to begin discussion on the litter issue that is along Sap Road, Old Highway 105, which is a connecting road between 2854 and 105. If you would traverse that road, you would see weekly that it's strewn with fast food bags, Coke bottles, beer bottles. It's a constant mess. Why do we need a free litter? Well, over the course of the last 6 years, we've had over 260,000 guests come to our venue to celebrate weddings, not just from the Houston region, but from all over the state, adjoining states, and even internationally have come to weddings being celebrated at our venue. It's a very beautiful venue, if anyone has been there. And the problem is that they have to traverse through Sap Road and Old 105 to get there. This, we know, reflects poorly on the community and very poorly on our venue. So what we have done and to cope with this problem is that we weekly walk the 2 miles from 105 to 2854 on both sides for 4 miles in total, picking up the trash ourselves. On a weekly basis, we pick up 3 to 6 bags, 11-gallon bags of trash every week in and week out. Besides it being expensive, costing over $15,000 to our venue to pay employees to do this, it's also extremely dangerous. So what we do, we take the trash and we put it in our dumpster. I have called the precinct, and the gentleman there has been helpful. When I've asked him to pick up stuff, he has done that immediately. And it, not just trash, it could be old mattresses or furniture put out in the road, and they've been very helpful in getting those removed. But the main problem is the constant litter. My request is to put together some kind of a plan with the county, the precinct, and the city to address the problem. the Don't Mess With Texas campaign started years ago, morphed very quickly into an anti-litter program, into a little more of a chest pounding. And what we want is to do something in the combination of enforcement and education. And I think some sort of a plan that would involve public awareness campaigns, maybe possible signage, which is no longer there, and try to educate the contractors who are the ones that are doing this to the fact that there would be some penalty involved.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm asking for that.
We appreciate you, Mike. We appreciate your comments. I know we can all.
All right. I'd be happy to meet with you, Commissioner
that.
Riley, personally about this.
I'll be glad to meet with you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Are there any other citizens that would like to make any comments this morning?
Over here, Judge.
Yes. If you state your name and the purpose, if you would please, for the record.
My name is Paulette Ramirez, and I am Precinct 4, and we live in River Oaks. We have a problem with the flooding in our street, and they come pump the water out during the week. But if it floods during the weekend, we have to wait till Monday. They leave our children at the beginning of the street because the bus doesn't pass by. I grew up in that street, and I attended school. Our buses were able to pass by prior. Now they just leave our children at the beginning of the street. And I know there's a plan to fix the drainage in the street, but nothing has gone through. And I know our commissioner, Metz is our commissioner, and there's a plan to fix the street, which is what we're wanting, like, a response on.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you coming and sharing with us. All right. And Commissioner Metz, if you would get with Commissioner Metz after the meeting today. All right.
Absolutely.
Is there any other citizens who'd like to share with us this morning? If not, is there any miscellaneous things we need to cover? If not, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. By statute, we have this next meeting starts at 10 o'clock, so you've got a four-minute recess to chat, use the restrooms, or whatever you would like to do. Thank you all, and we will reconvene here at 10.